the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So today we're just going to have a very, very quick talk about spiritual timeout and what does that mean, and what the importance is of taking just a few minutes, even like 2 or 3 minutes each day consistently, as like a break from everything that we're doing, break from our like social life, from our commitments, from anything like this. And just doing some stuff in these 2-3 minutes and see what the importance of this is going to be. So, like in every sport, as you all know, like whether it's basketball, like any basically sport that, for example, when a team is not playing very well in, let's say, the first half or something like this, sometimes the coach would take some time to put the team together and they can discuss like what plans they have for the next half, or if there's a substitution that needs to happen, or, you know, he'll draw their attention to something to take care of in the opposing team. So that's like a timeout for that team. And during these timeouts, so many things can change. And the result of the game, even if that team was losing, they might win because of the time that they've taken to consider what they were doing and how they're going to continue upon it. So every day that we have, we are busy, right? Like either we're busy with something that's good, that's beneficial, that's constructive for our lives, or on the other hand, we might be busy but with stuff that's not necessarily evil stuff, but stuff that's not really important for us. It doesn't help construct our lives. But at the end of the day, we're busy in either in a positive sense or a negative sense. And it's very easy to get caught up in that business, if you will, and not focus on stuff that's important, like taking the time to read a spiritual book, or taking the time just to contemplate or pray because of this. And we might not even notice it because we might be doing something good for our career, something good for our family, something good for our friends. So even though we're doing something good, but at the end of the day, we're not focusing on ourselves. So in this graph, like the connecting point between the two green lines, that's essentially how we start our journey with God. So we're at the same point, but then gradually God stays the same, but sometimes we tend to drift away because of the many things that we have in our lives that make us busy. And the line gets thicker, like the red lines, they get thicker and thicker. The more we get away, the more things we have, the more responsibilities we have, automatically it starts to deviate. We start to deviate away from God because of whatever things we have. So having that will and having that understanding of the importance of taking a few minutes here and there every day just to stop and see what we're doing and evaluate what we're doing and what the previous day was, what the next day is going to be, it's basically a decision that we have. So if we are understanding and if we feel the importance of this, then we will definitely make time every day to stop and consider what we're doing in terms of, you know, our sins, the things that we're doing good, the things that we're not doing so good. And again, it's only 2-3 minutes a day. It's not much, but it's easier said than done, of course. So some examples from the Bible of people who were so busy and sometimes they were depressed or not feeling very well. And after taking a few moments here and there to stop and listen to what God had to say, their lives were completely changed. And also history basically changed based on the events that these people did. So the first example is the prophet Elijah. So after the queen and the king, who are not following God, they basically decided to kill all the prophets of the Lord. Elijah was afraid, even though it was known that he was a very strong man. But he was afraid and he fled away from the city in a cave. And then in the first book of Kings, it says that when he was silent, then he was able to hear the voice of the Lord. And when God spoke to him, his life was completely transformed, and he went back and he rebuked the king, and so many great events happened because of this. Again, this did not happen when he was distracted with all his fears and all of his troubles, and it happened basically when he rested, he took the time to listen to the voice of God. The second example is the story of Jonah and the tree. Pretty sure you guys all know it. Like, as you know, in the story, Jonah was confused because he thought that God was going to destroy that city. And at the end of the day, God had mercy on the city because the people repented and he forgave it, right? He did not destroy it. So Jonah was essentially blaming God because in his eyes, he was like a fool in front of the people of the city. Like, he went with this big message that, you know, this and this and this are going to happen, and none of this happened. So he was like, he was embarrassed. He was blaming God for the message. He's like, I didn't even want this. And he felt disconnected. But when God gave him that example of the tree that sprung up out of nowhere, and Jonah did not have any hand in growing it or maintaining it or watering it or anything like that, and he said, when the tree was cut and it dried out and it died, Jonah was not very happy because that tree was shielding him from the sun and he was comfortable under it. So God basically explained to him in that example of the tree why he did not destroy the city, and he compared the city to the tree. And again, when Jonah took the time to listen to God and evaluate what God was saying and take the time to understand, again, he understood what God's purpose was, and again, his life was changed because of this. The third example is Job. So Job was able to hear the voice of the Spirit during the silence of the night. It says that in his book. And the key word in this verse is the silence of the night. Far away from all his troubles. Like, Job did not have, when he was afflicted, he was not living that nice life that he used to live before. So keep that in mind, that he was bruised, he had many diseases, he has sicknesses, his friends were rebuking him, his wife was completely like nagging him all the time, so he did not have a very comfortable time during these events. But yet he took the time to listen to what God needed to tell him, and he was able to hear the voice of the Lord in the silence, and when he was disconnected from all of these things. Moses, like you all know the story again, he was in the wilderness when he fled away from Egypt after killing the Egyptian who was torturing the Israelite. He took time away from his responsibilities that he had in Egypt, from the family that he had, from everything. And in the wilderness during these 40 years, God transformed him, like transformed Moses from a person that's very physically strong to a person that's spiritually strong. And you can imagine, you can like think of what these 40 years were in the wilderness. He did not have many responsibilities. He didn't have many things to do. He was basically a shepherd. So that was the time that God prepared him to save all the people of Israel. And the repercussions of these 40 years or of that silent time during his life are still shown up to this day. And finally, obviously, Jesus himself, it says in the book of Luke, Jesus Christ himself was accustomed to take time out to pray. And the key word here is accustomed. It didn't happen once or twice or three times, but it was something steady. And if we want anything in our life to become a habit, we have to have the discipline to remind ourselves to do it every single day. And then it will become a habit, and then we'll start to see the fruits of it. So how can we do that? If we feel the importance of it, like if we don't feel the importance and we think that we're good, great, that's fine. But if I understand and I feel the importance of taking just 2-3 minutes a day, how can I do that? Again, in the middle of everything that I'm busy with, of my, you know, social life, of my texting, of my studying, of my working, time with my friends and family, how can I actually achieve that 2-3 minutes in a day? So it will depend from person to person. What would work for me might not work for you, and vice versa. So what would work for me personally is that I would completely like either put my phone on do not disturb or turn it completely off for those 2-3 minutes. This way I'm not even concerned of what I'm getting in terms of like emails, messages, whatever. And I'm just focused on my own spiritual life. And number two is being like in a quiet place, like you can put some soft music on or something like this, but try as much as you can to disconnect from like people around you talking and asking you things and calling you or whatever. So in these 2-3 minutes, you can only do so much. Like you're not gonna be able to do so many things in that short of a time. So there are a few points that, again, might work for you, might not work for you. You can come up with your own. You can write them on a piece of paper or something and just contemplate on them every day. So as an example of what we can do during that time is if I asked myself, did I pray today, for example? Like, let's say I'm doing this around 8 p.m., 9 p.m., for example. So I'd ask myself, did I pray today in the morning? And, for example, did I take some time today to pray, like, at school or at work, in my break, or, like, between doing things or anything like that, even if it's a very small prayer? Did I actually take the time to do that, or did I forget? I know I was so busy, and I didn't even get to think about this. If I did pray, then how did I pray? Did I pray just, like, by habit, or did I understood what I was saying, even if it was just, like, a very small prayer? Did I just say it out of a habit, or did I feel it and did I mean it? The second question is, what sins or mistakes have I done today? If I remember them and I note them, like, on a piece of paper or in a notebook or something, that would be a good reminder for me to talk about it with Abuna in my next confession. And also, if you keep track of how well you're doing, then you can see the frequency of the sins that you're doing and whether or not they have increased or decreased. And you'll see a pattern like of how well you're doing or how bad you're doing. And you can have that discussion with your father of confession to make you improve. On the positive side, the third question would be, what good things God gave me today? You know, like there are so many things that we would take for granted that other people don't have. So it's also important to think about those things and to thank God for them. And if there's a particular situation that happened that I felt that was important for me and I really felt God beside me, then I should be thanking God for that as well. Did I get any chance to mention or to witness to God during my day? Even if it's by a simple thing, like before eating with your friends, if you just do the sign of the cross. You didn't talk to them about God, you didn't preach, you didn't do anything like grandiose, but at the same time, they might have noticed it, and who knows what they're going to be thinking about or how God's going to use that small gesture to influence their lives, right? Next, what mistakes I made yesterday, and then I pray not to make those same mistakes again today. So again, when you get into that habit of taking that 2-3 minutes every single day, then again, you'll start to see a pattern, you'll start to see, you know, like, you'll be able to track on how well you're doing. And before everything, did I ask God to lead me to his kingdom before everything else? Like, there's so many good things that we do in our lives, there's so many not so good things, but before I pray about anything materialistic, did I ask God to put in my heart that the most important thing in my life is to reach his kingdom? Or do I get caught up in the day-to-day questions and requests that I ask from God? So there is a verse or a couple of verses in Psalm 62 that do illustrate the importance of taking that silent time out and contemplating. So it says, "For God alone my soul waits in silence," which is the key word, "for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." So if you do take the time to contemplate on this psalm, there's so many nice things that it says and so many reassuring things, no matter what situation we are. there's definitely something that that God can do to help us in it. And finally, that verse that we saw from Luke about Jesus being accustomed to take some time out to pray. It said, and he went, meaning Jesus, and he went to the Mount of Olives as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. So that's really it. If you guys do have any questions, any sort of comments.
Does anybody have any questions? Wow, what an inquisitive group of people. I have a question. What if you can't find the time during like school exams? Let's say you're working nonstop. What are some of the things that you can do to make sure that you find the right amount of time to devote to being in silence, as the psalm said?
What if you don't essentially feel anything, or you don't see the results that you want? Like, what are you supposed to get out of this, essentially, and then for how long?
Thank you.
anybody have any other questions?
No, I don't have a question, but I'm going to ask people to probably share their experiences when we always strive to take time out, and you know, it would be nice that people share what they get out of it and what they feel and stuff. So it's not a question, it's just about sharing. Fedi, are you talking about like the spiritual time out as a different entity from just like the time that you specify for prayers and meditation, or okay? So can you tell us about the difference?
So, like the difference is when you're praying like. Either you're praying from Agbeya or you're talking to God in one way or another, right? Or if you're reading the Bible, then you know you might be taking notes or contemplating or remembering a verse or something like this. So you're doing something that you're talking to God. Like, take this spiritual time out as like what do you call it? Like a log of your day. It's different. Like, you would be evaluating what you're doing in terms of prayer and Bible and these other spiritual activities. You're not basically praying, you're not reading the Bible during that spiritual time out, but you're remembering, did I actually read the Bible today, yes or no? And if not, well, I should read it today before the day is over. Did I pray today, yes or no? Why didn't I pray? What prevented me? Was I so busy with something that I could maybe work on the next day not to be busy and take the time to pray? Yes or no? And if I didn't pray, then maybe I can pray in the remaining time during the day. So it's basically just an evaluation, essentially, of what I did do and what I didn't do.
I'd like to thank Fedi for that wonderful topic. A couple of quick